Yeah, I mean, it's difficult. You never the night after, the day after the last game of the season is tough. It's a tough loss for us, especially the role we got on in the second half there on offense and scoring on 5 straight possessions. It's tough. You got to give them credit. They played well. Offensively, Kurt had a great game. You know, to have 5 touchdowns and 4 incompletions, it's got to be one of the greatest playoff games in history by a quarterback. So we ran into a hot quarterback. But the tough part is, you know, we got a lot of guys with uncertain futures and guys you care about, guys you work with for a number of years. And so you never know what the next season is going to look like. Each season is an individual season itself, and there's always change.
You mentioned that in your press conference yesterday that the roster is never the same because of all the different changes. What do you take out of 2009 that you can build off of for 2010?
Well, you know what? I think this team looks the way the coach wants it to. I think that the leaders of this football team, the way we want it to look. We got a good group of guys that work hard, and I think a good mix of older veterans who carry their weight and play well and lead, and younger guys who are buying into what we're all about as a Green Bay Packers organization. So I like the direction we're going in. I like, you know, the picks we made this year. Those guys stepped up. The undrafted guys have played a big role for us. We've got a lot of guys, you know, who can play big roles for us, who went on the IR this season. So, you remember the guys and look forward to spending some time with some of them in the offseason and getting back here and getting ready to make a run. Well, just the time we spent here. I mean, we got here in mid-March, most of us, and spent a lot of time here in the offseason working towards this goal of making the Super Bowl. We made the playoffs this year, and that was an important role, but we didn't win our division, didn't get a home game, went on a road in a tough environment, and played a team that offensively was very hot. So I think you reflect on the ups and downs of the season, the adversity we went through, how it made us stronger, and just the character of these guys in this locker room.
Is it still shocking to look at the season's over?
Yeah, it's tough. I didn't expect it. You know, I was excited about pushing all my off-season plans back after until after February 7th. But it's the way it goes sometimes. You got to play a 60-minute game to win. We need to take some time off, I think, get refreshed mentally and physically and spiritually, and get ready to come back next year and get better.
What do you think about that second half and how that offense really got in the groove after Michael Finley and Jennings? I mean, that's something bright spot to think about going
over. Well, yeah, I mean, I think we all knew what kind of player we had in Jermichael starting this offseason, and I think I can't help but smile when I talk about him. He's an exciting guy and good friend and a very good player who's got a bright future for us. There's a lot of guys in this locker room who showed us a lot, not only last night, but over the 17 games we played this season. And that's what gets you excited, knowing we have a young team, but we have a lot of those guys who played at a high level and made a big impact for us. So we need to get some guys signed and get everybody on the same page here and get back here and try and make another run.
What about bringing Tausch back? Do you have to have him back?
Without a doubt. I think he was a big part of our success on offense, and you love his attitude and his character in the locker room and the way he played. It speaks for itself. He had a great season in the games that he was able to play. And I think he can still do it. As long as his body is holding up and mentally he's in a good spot, then I think he should be back.
What about Cliffy?
I'd love to see Cliff back as well. Now, obviously, those are both decisions that are out of my control. I get paid to play. I don't get paid to make those decisions. But I think Cliffy proved that he can still play at a high level.
Aaron, when you do have a game left to play, and it seems kind of shallow to talk about Pro Bowl, but since we won't talk to you from here on out, what are you looking forward to in that regard? Because it does mean something to get there.
No, it definitely does. Obviously, I didn't want to play in that game. I wanted to be in the Super Bowl, but it's an honor to get picked in a game like that, and I look forward to being out there with Nick and Charles and Clay and. Yeah, it's a good time to spend with the other quarterbacks and the other players that are chosen. And unfortunately, like I said, you want to be playing in the week after, but it's definitely an honor.
You've passed every test that you've come across so far in the league. Do you feel like you've proven that you can handle postseason football and that environment that kind of pressure where you had to score every single time you had the ball?
Well, I think from the time I've been a starter here in the short time, the 32 games, I think I've played in a number of big games, either significant games or games that are highly publicized. Played in a number of those. So I think those environments helped me, when I went in a situation like yesterday where it was a loud environment and a high-energy game, stadium with the fans going crazy. Although I made a very poor decision on the first play, I still feel like I played pretty well.
A couple more questions for Aaron.
You kind of spend the plane ride home wondering how they didn't call that face mask at the end of the game there?
No, I didn't. I really didn't. I think, like I said, I get paid to play. There's always going to be, one or two plays in a game where you wonder if there should have been a call or should not have been a call. But those are out of my control. So the things I worry about are things I can control. And, I made some mistakes in the game. Those are the ones I'm thinking about, not a potential face mask or not.
Will you handle your off-season workouts and stuff like you did last year, do some training out in San Diego and then here for the times you need to be?
Yeah, I'll probably even vamp it up even more. I mean, this is just going to make myself and these guys, want it that much more, knowing, it might not look like we came that close, but we still feel like we were close to achieving all the goals we set forth with at the beginning of the season. So, I'm going back in San Diego and start up those workouts pretty soon.
Aaron, given some of the spectacular plays were made, whether it was Jennings on the sideline, his touchdown catch, both sides of the football, could have it ended on a more freaky trick play? I mean, the ball coming off of your foot as you're being sacked. I mean, kind of a tough way to end it that way, isn't it, after such a well-played game?
Yeah, it is. It's disappointing. The one play I was thinking about laying in bed last night was the first play of overtime. Unfortunately, dismissed Greg on that one. They could have ended the game potentially. But they made a play in overtime. You got to give them credit for that. It's tough that it had to end like that, especially after coming back and then getting a gift when Neil missed that field goal and then winning the coin toss. I thought for sure we were going to take it down and get some points and end that game and move on to New Orleans, but it didn't happen. It's time to refresh and get ready for next year.